It won't be long now, I must be strong now, for by this final test I'll find my rest in Him. It's almost here now, yet very clear now, the flame that is my life is flickering and dim. He'll be with me through this darkness. He will guide me through this long night. He'll be with me even in my weakest, and He'll bring me into endless light. He'll be with me here beside me through the dying I must face. And I know that in that moment He will give to me a special grace. I can face this terrible tomorrow, for His love has banished all my fear. I am glad that I can share His sorrow, and that my vision of Him is very clear.
Jailer! Jailer!
Coming, sir.
There you are.
I was just checking on the prisoners, sir.
I have special orders from the Emperor himself, empowering me to take charge of the prisoner Simon Peters from now until noon, when the execution detail arrives.
You're to remain with him in the cell, Centurion?
I don't suppose you would remember. There were two suicides last week, among the others awaiting the death penalty. It's just a precaution.
Can't say I blame you, sir. It's a rotten way to go. Anything would be better than that.
Most of them deserve what they get. You don't get crucified for nothing under Roman justice.
But still, aren't they overdoing it a bit?
You'd best keep your opinions to yourself, jailer. Unless you wish to join this man in his cell. Well, you said you were checking on the prisoner. How is he?
Sleeping, sir. He's been asleep since 9 o'clock last night.
Asleep? Are you sure he's asleep?
Well, it's dark in there.
Well, have you heard him breathing? I've seen him move.
Well, it never occurred to me.
Idiot! He could have poisoned himself with you standing there watching him.
Ho, ho, ho. You finding anything interesting there?
You didn't seem to be breathing, and well, we thought that,
That I might be dead. Well, it's no wonder you would think that. What with this bed and this food here is enough to do any man in. Oh, but I have lived through worse, I suppose. Oh, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh! The visitor. Well, I'm glad you came early, whoever you are, for had you come later in the day, I likely would have been gone. A centurion? I'm honored. I can only imagine you've been sent here to watch over me during my last few hours on Earth.
The Emperor is concerned that you be kept safe.
If the Emperor was concerned for my safety, why would he have scheduled that I be crucified later this day? Still, you're here, so someone must think I'm important.
Well, you're important enough for me to have to waste this entire morning here with you in your miserable cell.
And what is it that you would be doing if you were not here?
I'd be at home with my family, in bed, asleep.
I would be asleep, too. Were it not for the eccentricities of one of your warders here. Jailer, can you tell me, did they grant my request?
What request was that?
He asked for bread and wine, his last meal.
Let me see that. can go now.
Yes, sir.
You could have had more than that. Can't say as I blame you, though. I wouldn't feel much like eating if I were
going to die.
You don't mind talking about it?
The dying I mind, but death itself, not so much, for death will be a rest, and men who have become as exhausted as me are in need of a final rest.
I suppose death has to be faced when it comes. You can either be cowardly about it, or meet it head on like a man.
Oh, don't misunderstand me. I do not have enough courage to face crucifixion alone. But I have a peace, knowing that he is with me now.
He?
Yes, my God, the Christ.
Ah. Sooner or later, I knew we'd come around to this God of yours.
Oh, I wish with all my heart that you and others would come to this God of mine.
You know what I mean. Can you really believe in a God that's invisible? How convenient for him, and how unfortunate for you. Oh, at a time like this, when you really need him. Or do you expect him to sweep down from heaven and deliver you in your 11th hour?
I expect nothing of the kind.
A man's a fool to die for a God. And you don't have to. Renounce your God, tell your followers to do the same, and the emperor will pardon you.
No.
Your God is a sadist if he asks this of you.
Is it any different than what your God asks of you?
My God?
Yes, Nero. You have sworn to him and the state to support him with your last breath. How long have you been in his service? I would guess 20, 25 years. I have been serving my master longer still, and I am not about to desert him now.
But my leader is real.
And so is mine, or how could I face this terrible day? But I see, Centurion, I see why you're here. You have not been here to simply guard me. You've come to ask me to renounce my faith.
So be it. I've heard about your secret rites. They're against the law.
All I have here is bread and some wine. It's simply our way of remembering our master for our last meal before he died.
So your invisible God was once a man. Strange, isn't it? How all the gods end up resembling men.
Oh, with me, it was really the other way around. I once met a man who so resembled God. You know, you intrigue me, Centurion. I can tell by the look on your face that you're baffled by me. And you wonder why. You know, you remind me of Thomas, one of the followers. Thomas took the longest time to finally be convinced about the Master. Whereas with me, it happened fairly quickly. And then there was Andrew. Yes, with Andrew, it happened overnight.
Peter, today, this morning, in fact, it's amazing, I can hardly... Andrew, you're completely incoherent. You're flushed. Your pulse is racing.
You have all the symptoms.
You're in love.
No, be serious. This morning, I met a man, a young carpenter from Nazareth, and I heard him speak. Peter, I'm convinced he's the Messiah.
The Messiah? But who is he?
Well, he's John's cousin.
But how could the Messiah be John's cousin?
Well, the Messiah has to be somebody's cousin, Peter. Peter,
I met a man today, a different kind of man, I'd say. I met a man today, and all he said was, follow me. I met a man just now, a different kind of man somehow. I met a man just now, and he left me feeling. And all he said was follow me. to go where he would go. And though I want to walk with him where I do not know, I met a man today. His words were fire, his words were true. And though those words he said, I joy just coming through.
You say he's just a carpenter, but he must be something more.
He has a mind you seldom find, like a lark it seemed to soar.
You say he comes from Nazareth, I find that very odd.
Yet every word, each word I heard, it seemed to come from God. I met a man today, a different kind of man, I'd say. I met a man today, and with a look, he conquered me.
I'm sorry, I just was remembering what he said about Jesus that afternoon.
So you met this Nazarene, and you were hooked too?
Oh, it wasn't really as simple as that. You know what the Master did the first time he saw me. He promptly gave me a nickname. He called me the Rock. You know, we didn't really see it at the time, but Jesus had this ironic sense of humor. It was as if he knew that one day this rock would crumble.
And that was all he said?
No. See, my brother and I were fishermen, and he said he would teach us how to catch souls and not just fish.
And how did he propose to do that?
Well, we lived with him. We went everywhere with him. We hung on his every word. You know, it was as if we put all our hopes and dreams into what this one man meant. It was as if we had stumbled onto somebody who was so great in himself that if we just tagged along, maybe some of his greatness would rub off on us. It was like that for years. It wasn't long before there were others who started coming along too. All of us just tagging along.
You know, I had a teacher once. Oh, he was a slave. But in my eyes, he was a hero. I would have done anything for him. Huh. Of course, that was when I was a boy. I've never met anyone since like him.
You say that wistfully, as if you wish you had.
Perhaps. But what was this Jesus of yours trying to do? Start a rebellion?
No, but that's where we got it so wrong. I remember the day we thought all our hopes were coming together in this one man. It was the day when he rode into Jerusalem on the back of this humble donkey. Oh, the city was full of people that day. There was cheering and shouting. They gathered around him as he rode that donkey and giving him the kind of welcome that an emperor would have been envious of. That was on a Sunday when that happened. There was singing, and there was shouting, and soon the whole city was this fever pitch of excitement.
Have no fear.
the Master said it would. Do you believe it? Did you see the size of the crowd, Sarah?
There have never been so many before.
I knew we were right to come to Jerusalem for the Passover. The timing was perfect.
Absolutely. Judas estimates there were at least 40,000 present.
This is the beginning. Yes. This is what we have worked for these past 3 years. The revolution has begun.
Come on.
See you at Mary's house.
Well, I gather you didn't do very well with your coup against the government. You should have known. Nothing will ever shake Rome. She's invincible
for the present. You know me, you misunderstand. It wasn't that we tried and failed. It was that the Master prevented it. He didn't seem to want a revolution.
But you said that very day he was announcing a kingdom.
Oh, so he was. But it was a kingdom that was so very different than what any of us had ever thought before. That's where we got it wrong. That's where we got it so wrong.
Andrew, where have you been these past 3 years? It's obvious that the Master has repeatedly given to John and myself, and Peter, of course, special assignments, and that he intends to delegate more and more authority to us.
And what he doesn't give you, you would take, if your mother had anything to say about it.
Now you leave my mother out of this.
And maybe she should leave herself out of it.
Well, that's not the issue. What matters is that you and the others accept the situation. And if it is not so, then kindly explain to me why the Master took the three of us with him on that mountaintop retreat and left the rest of you behind.
Maybe it's because he thought that you would all get into trouble if left down here without adequate supervision. Now, could I please prevail upon your lordships to move aside so we can set the table?
Well, who cares who does what? The Master must be made to realize his advantage. If there's to be an uprising, he must act now. Otherwise, he'll leave himself open to his enemies.
But the authorities are running scared. They dare not touch him, not after what happened on Sunday.
But the crowd could change. Don't you see that? And if it does, he'll be vulnerable.
Judas, you have all the earmarks of a braying ass.
Well, laugh at me, scorn me if you like. I don't care. But if you realize the seriousness of the situation, you'll start talking some sense into the Master.
Talk sense into the Master? That's an odd choice of phrase. Who are we to question his timing? Besides, have you ever known him to be wrong about anything?
Only in the choice of some of his followers.
You're all so blind with personal ambition. You want the kingdom, but are you willing to work for it? And if you are, you better see that someone impress upon the Master the fact that his opportunity won't last forever.
What is it this time, Judas?
With all that wind, you could blow out the burning bush.
Well, somebody has to face facts around here, and I seem to be the only one that is aware that if there's going to be an insurrection, Jesus must act immediately.
It's no use, Judas. Things are not working out the way we'd expected.
And why not?
Because he seems to be working against himself.
You mean that business in the temple?
Precisely.
But why are you against him in this?
Against him? I'm not against him, but I fear for his safety. When he acts out like that, he plays into their hands.
But we've seen this kind of thing before. We've seen him get out of dozens of traps.
It's not that I fear. I'm afraid of what he may do to himself.
Someone says he wants to be taken.
It is pretty bad. Unless it forces him into a corner from which he can only escape if he uses his powers. Unless a miracle happens, he's doomed.
How can you say that? Where's your loyalty to him?
Mary, don't you see that we're trying to let him know that if he doesn't do something...
You certainly are trying. No one will ever destroy the Master. He still has a chance.
He had his chance. Why didn't he take it?
He had his day. Why didn't he make it?
Now there is talk. Such talk of his dying. When did everything begin to go wrong?
Why didn't he start a great insurrection?
Why didn't he act for his own protection?
Now there is talk. such talk of his dying? When did everything begin to go wrong? Only a few short hours ago, it seemed as if he'd come to rule. But now they're calling him a madman, a charlatan, a fool.
He had a chance, why isn't he blew it?
He tossed it aside, now what made him do it?
Now let us talk such talk of his dying. When did everything begin to go wrong? He had the people in the palm of his hand, and when he could have taken them, he threw them away like sand. He had the people ready and willing to jump, but he went and played his lowest card when he should have played a trump.
Doesn't seem scared with this talk about dying.
He doesn't resist. It's as if he's not trying.
Where are his plans for a kingdom? When did everything begin to go wrong? We do not understand him. We do not comprehend. Our hopes were all so high for him, but now they're coming to an end. A sad and tragic end. Oh, when did everything begin to go wrong?
Insurrectionists. They're all alike, selling their dreams to whomever will follow, while lacking the power to make them come true.
But it wasn't that he lacked the power. In fact, he had so much power that it took all the priestly class and the Pharisees combining forces together to get rid of him.
And how did they manage that?
Blasphemy. They charged him with blasphemy.
Blasphemy? That's a strange charge for a case like this.
Yes, but it's understandable under the circumstances. For many times Jesus had implied of his own divinity. And then on that day when he cleared out the temple, he was inferring that he had the right to act as he did.
Then you agreed with the charge.
No, but I understood it. For either he was an imposter, or he was exactly who he said to be.
But if he was the genuine Messiah, I mean, surely the Jews would have recognized.
Oh, think about it. People had been claiming to be Messiah all through the years. Some still do. So when Jesus comes along, they discount him as just one more fool with illusions of grandeur. And they actually thought themselves serving God by doing away with him, even if it didn't mean breaking the law and twisting it.
So much for Jewish justice. Yeah, the empire may have its faults, but our judicial system is the finest in the world.
Ha! Even if it means putting a stamp of approval on Jewish justice?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if he'd wanted to, your governor could have thrown the whole case out of court. It was a trumped-up affair full of perjured evidence. They were hounding a man to his death. Pontius Pilate knew that. And just to placate the authorities, he went right along with their verdict.
But if he was so popular with the masses, how did they arrest him in the first place?
They did it quickly and quietly, before dawn, at a time we would least expect it.
How did they know where to find him?
Judas. Judas saw to that.
But I thought he was one of you.
Yeah, so he was.
Why?
We've asked ourselves that question. All I know is that for 30 pieces of silver, he led the authorities to the place we were meeting, and there they arrested the master.
Kim, didn't they arrest you too? They should have clapped you all in irons, spared the world the trouble you have been causing ever since.
No, oddly enough, they left the rest of us alone.
And you stood there and let it happen? Ha! What a great bunch of followers he had.
No, we did resist. In fact, I almost killed a man with a knife. But the master held out his hand and he stopped. He reached and he healed that man I'd wounded. And then as we all stood there numb, we watched the master walk away with the rest of them. As soon as he was gone, we panicked, we ran for cover, we separated. But it wasn't before long that curiosity overcame our fear and we crept back into the city.
Were any of the others arrested?
No. As far as we can tell, he's the only one they were after, at least for now.
Well, where is he?
They still have him in there. He's being interrogated by Anas.
Well, can we get in there and find out what's going on?
Use your head, Peter. We'd be recognized immediately. Wait a minute. There might be a way. One of the guards is a cousin of ours. I'll see if I can get some information from him. Andrew, you'd better get to Jesus' mother, let her know what happened before someone else reaches her with half a story. Peter, just stay right here. We'll be back soon.
Why, you're the big fisherman. Don't tell me your name is...
Simon.
But I thought it was Peter.
I said it was Simon. I should know.
Your nickname is Peter, isn't it? He gave it to you?
He...
The prisoner, the one they just brought in?
What prisoner? I don't know what you're talking about.
He's your rabbi.
No.
Come off it. You are one of his merry men. I saw you tramping through the streets just the other day. Why, I...
You did not.
Remember.
I deny it. I don't even know the man's name.
I'll refresh your memory. His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Don't you know this man called Jesus? Aren't you one of his? I can tell you're Galilean, you're not one who is. For I saw you just last Sunday leading the parade. You were strutting like a peacock, man, you had it made.
Shut up and leave me alone.
Dear me, we are touchy, aren't we?
Cease your chatter, foolish woman. Shut your mouth and go away. Can't you see that you annoy me?
I'm not one who is.
Can't you see my line is missing? Politics is not my thing. Do you really think I'd shoot a carpenter and call it king? Can't you understand, you harlot? Get it through your hollow head. Jesus, he means nothing to me. I wouldn't care if he were dead.
You liar, you hypocrite!
A curse on you who say I know him. A plague on you for what you say. He and I are total strangers. I never followed him this way. I have never known the prisoner. I have never known the man. And if what I say is lying, may my soul be damned! Do you hear me? May my soul be damned!
Miss, excuse me. There was a man standing here just a couple of minutes ago. Did you happen to see where he went?
He could go to blazes for all I care.
Why would you say that?
Oh, well, I was trying to be friendly. I called him Peter. One of my friends told me that was his name, but he denied it. But I was right, wasn't I?
Yes, that's a nickname the master gave him.
Well, as far as he's concerned, the master can have it back, for he denied ever knowing him. He used language any decent woman shouldn't hear.
And it's true. The rock has crumbled, just as the master said it would.
So they killed him.
Yes. In less than a day, they arrested, tortured, convicted, and murdered the master.
And you? What happened to you?
I fell into 1,000 pieces when I ran. You know, looking back now, it feels like a dream, too hellish to be true. But the odd thing is, now that I am facing a death like his, I'm given this great peace.
I've always been lucky, until today. Whenever they needed someone to oversee this kind of thing, I always managed to avoid it.
But it's the Roman way. Aren't you proud of that?
Proud? It's barbaric. It's unworthy of us.
No man should have to die like that. The pain, just drawn out over the hours, the flies, the heat, the public shame. I've often wondered what it's like, you know, just for the family standing by, just helpless to do anything. What was it like for your friends? Watching someone they thought was so important bear that prolonged agony.
On this most dreadful day, they took my Lord away. They took my Lord away, so far away from me.
Is there a greater crime than that which I have seen upon that hill of green outside the city walls?
They nailed him and impaled him on a gibbet made of wood, who spent his fine brief manhood doing nothing but good.
In this most wicked time, when men are bound by hate to kill and annihilate this blessed Son of Man,
in this most fateful hour, with skies now overcast, he was too good to last. He vanished like a dream. He vanished like a
with this horror on my mind. The deaf this day should shout hooray, and blessed are the blind. For they've not seen and they've not heard this great and grave ordeal. They cannot know the pains which I so obviously feel.
On this most dreadful day, they took my Lord away. They took my Lord away, so far away from me. In this most fateful hour, with skies now overcast, he was too good to last. He's vanished like a dream. He's vanished like a
If you want to, you can all bed down at my house for the night. James, have you seen Peter? I thought I saw him on the edge of the crowd, but he didn't come back with us.
Mary, do you remember what the Master said to Peter right before the end of Passover? He kept predicting that Peter would deny him, even that Peter kept protesting that he'd rather die first. Well, he's done it.
He couldn't have. There's no way Peter would deny him.
Oh, you don't know the worst of it. He's lost all faith. He told some woman outside the high priest's palace that he'd never even met the Master.
It's not like Peter to...
I know it's not like him, but he did it, and he knows he did it. Or else, Why isn't he here with the rest of us? I'd better get going. I'll keep an eye out for him. You do the same, okay? Bye.
Though I sit and cry, for the deed is done, it's as though some dark cloud hides a blazing sun. Though I know he lost, it's as if he won. I can't.
Why should he start now?
Why should he want to come back to life, considering the treatment he got the first time?
Don't you understand, Mary? It's the other way around. He could have escaped if he wanted to, but he deliberately invited death. He let himself be killed. But he did say something about the third day.
Oh, but that was just figurative.
Accept his death and learn to live in such a way that we preserve his memory. But he is dead.
So that's what you've been doing? Building a cult around the teachings and memories of this dead rabbi?
Hardly. You know, memories can be powerful things, but not that important. Not powerful enough that someone like me would have his life hang on the line for just a memory.
Then what does make you risk your life? And why do you risk it now when a single word can save you?
One thing. The absolute certainty that he is alive and is here with me now.
This is beyond suffering, Simon Peter. I mean, how can he be alive if he was killed? I've heard of rare instances of men surviving a hanging, but never a crucifixion.
Oh, there were rumors that we had stolen the body and created some fiction that he'd come back to life. But no, no. The thing that grounds me, that holds me with an iron sense of peace, is the awareness of his presence. It has been with me all these years, and it's not about to desert me now.
Peter?
earth have you been? Everybody's been worried about you.
Why should they be?
Well, we've all been together, and we missed you.
Miss me? Why should you miss a gutless wonder like me? I betrayed him. No. Openly, why I...
No, Judas was the one who betrayed him.
I know that. Was it any better that I denied ever knowing him?
Peter, how many times have you seen the Master forgive people more wretched than we are? If he were still alive, he'd understand. You didn't mean to fail him.
But he isn't alive. So what sort of argument is that? Can't know how I feel. How I lived through yesterday, I'll never know. Judas had the right idea, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. Though I wanted to. I wanted to.
Peter! Jake! I've been looking everywhere for you! Mary wants you to come at once to the tomb! Come, come! Come see. You won't believe it. Look! Come here, you won't believe it. Look! Look!
What can she want now? You know, when the Master cast those demons out of her, sometimes I think he may have missed one or two.
Oh, Peter, thank God you've come. We've just discovered that the grave is open and the body is gone.
They took the corpse? It's been stolen?
It appears so.
But how do you know there was a corpse?
Well, of course there was a corpse.
But there wouldn't be if he came back to life now, would there?
Oh, Mary, don't start that again.
I will, too. Now, if they took the body, as you suppose, wouldn't they have taken the grave clothes, too?
Well, of course they would.
But they didn't. They're just lying in there in the shape of his body. It's as if he turned to water and poured himself out of them. Now, do you believe me?
Mary, what precisely are you getting at?
When I arrived this morning and saw that the stone was gone, I was very upset and went and stood under the tree. And that's when I heard it. A voice spoke my name as only he can say it. And I saw him, Peter. I saw him.
You couldn't have.
But I did see him.
That's impossible. But you really saw him? Did he speak to you?
Yes. He said to tell my disciples to leave at once for Galilee. And he had a message for you, too.
He had a message for me? What is it?
His message is that he's alive.
That's his message? Alive. That he's alive?
Isn't it wonderful?
For you, perhaps. But if he's alive, then I have to face him. And I can't do that.
If, but Peter, he has come back to life. He lives, Peter, he lives.
He lives, he lives, his Lord of glory. No one he now he's sad or sorry. A man sing his wondrous story. He lives, he lives, he lives, he lives, he lives.
You know, I used to wonder if it was really my fault that I denied him. Jesus had this uncanny ability to read people's motivations and read their minds, it seemed. I remember the time he told me that I would deny him, and I did. And I wonder what would have happened if he'd said to me I would be loyal, would I? It was as if he knew that for all the bluster in me, there are things in my life I'm afraid to admit to myself.
Lord, I know you're alive. Why do you haunt me like this? Wish you would just leave me alone. I wish I could forget I ever knew you. Or if I could forget, then I could find peace. Forget you. How could I forget you? All I really want is for things to be the way they were. What have I done to you, my Lord? What have I done to you? I said I would be strong, my Lord. I said I would be I promised I would die with you. My courage, how it's grown. But all my bravery vanished when you left. I said I'd stand beside you, right to the bitter end. I said that you could count on me to be your loyal friend. What am I?
Who is it? What do you want?
It's me, Mary. Miriam sent me. She's been worried sick about you. So have the rest of us.
Just go away and leave me alone. Leave.
That's what we're talking about. There's been such excitement since Sunday, yet you refuse to share in it.
Share in it? Share in it? How can I share in it? I deny you. I curse the high heaven. Don't you understand that?
But don't you believe that he has risen?
Yes. That only adds to the burden on my mind.
Peter, can I just talk to you?
No.
Peter, do you remember how I came to know the Master? The authorities found me with a man and threw me in front of him. The crowd began gathering stones to kill me. And he stopped them. He not only saved my life, he changed me, forgave me, restored my self-respect, and let me know for the first time what it is to be truly loved. Peter,
I know what it is to have fallen, to be like a reed when it bends and breaks. I know what it is to be guilty, but I know the difference Jesus makes. He is love. He is love. He is love unchanging. He is the strong and tender love that never turns away. If you reach out your hand, He will take and seize it. I know what He can do for those whose lives have gone astray, who in dismay have lost their way.
I know what He did for you. But don't you understand, Mary? I can't borrow on your forgiveness.
Tell me this, Peter. Why would He have a message, especially for you, if He's indifferent to you?
Mary, I need to be alone.
All right, if that's what you want. But I thought you knew the Master better than this.
Simon, Simon, son of John, do you really love me? If you really love me, feed my lambs and gather my sheep. Simon, 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 son of John, do you really love me? If you really love me, fish for men and launch into the deep. Don't look around, look straight ahead, and keep your eyes on me. Don't worry what the others do, don't worry what your brothers do. That's not your responsibility.
Are you all?
Simon, 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 son of John, do you really love me? If you really love me, feed my lambs and gather my sheep. Simon, 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 son of John, do you really love me? If you really love me, fish for men and launch into the deep.
For visions and ghosts. I'm a realist. I believe in what I can touch, taste, see, and hold in my hand. You asked me to believe this. It's too incredible. So, is that the end of your story?
No, no. There's something more I want to tell you. After I came together again and felt whole after Jesus' death, I called together the whole group of the brothers and sisters. And we came together and met in the very room where we'd had the last meal with the Master.
Do you remember last Thursday night? He was standing over there when he offered to wash my feet. And fool that I was, I wouldn't let him do it. Well, he's washed me clean, inside and out. Yesterday, after he'd left, my mind kept coming back to the things he said and did here in this room. That's why I called you all here. Suddenly, everything came together and began to make sense. Don't you see? He was the Lamb. His sacrificial love makes us whole. Atonement has been made.
He poured himself away like wine, a wine blood red and sweet. The choicest of the grapes were crushed, the giving was complete. For all he had, he gave away to soothe our aching thirst. And God stood weeping silently and let men do their worst.
Us the means of grace to live our lives again, and longs to cleanse us of our pain and rid us of our sin.
Drink or take the sparkling vintage, brewed in agony and strife. Come and taste the pure elixir, it will give you health and life. Share a cup of wine now flowing, eat again the rich new bread. For the one
It's beginning to make sense. This meal, it's something you do to remember your master.
Yes, but it's so much more than that. You might assume it was just my imagination that conjured up all those appearances of the master after he died. But how do you account for the fact that all the brothers and sisters saw him all at the same time?
That would be hard to explain.
Indeed it would. Well, as he instructed, we went to the mountain in Galilee where we'd been with him before. But this time, oh, it was so different. This time, he came among us. And his appearance was so awesome. None of us dared look at him, but he looked down on us and he told us, "Do not be afraid." And then he gave us one more command. And then he was gone. Like in a blaze of glory, he was gone.
The escorts are here, Centurion.
Tell them to be at ease. The prisoner is not quite ready.
Yes, sir.
But I am ready.
But you haven't had your meal.
No. You know, I only asked for it to be reminded of him. And you have helped me do that. Besides, I will be with him face to face in a matter of hours.
You are really sure of that?
Oh, I am so sure. I do not want to delay it any longer.
But does it have to happen? And do I have to help them do it to you? And surely there is some way to secure a stay of execution.
I would not want it, even if there was. You see, I failed him once, and I will not do it again. Yes, I will die. But he told me long ago that he would give me another chance to show my loyalty to him. And I will not have you or anyone snatch that from me now.
But have you seen a man die like that?
You forget, I saw the master die like that.
And you're willing to die that ugly death because of him?
I don't relish the pain, but this much I've come to know. He will guide me safely through the darkness. He will lead me onward through the night. He'll support me even in my weakest. And he'll bring me into lasting light. He'll be with me there beside me through the dying I will face. And I know that in that moment he will give to me a special grace. I can face this terrible tomorrow, for his love has banished all my fear. I am glad that I can share his sorrow, and that my vision of him is very clear. And if God made something great out of his dying, I believe God will do something good even out of mine.
Jailer, take the prisoner away. Wait for me below.
Here, you keep it. For if you do not tend it, it will go out. Goodbye, Centurion. And God keep you well.
This death will not be the end of you, Simon Peter. I know that now. And when mine comes, I hope I shall see you again.
It's the grave!